Welcome to episode 626 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the Old Testament, the East is often associated with the Garden of Eden, which was planted by God in the East. It is also associated with the direction of Babylon and Assyria, which were considered powerful and influential nations in the ancient world. In the New Testament, the East is associated with the arrival of the Magi, who came from the East to worship the baby Jesus. The direction of the East is also associated with the rising of the sun, which is a symbol of hope and new beginnings. In both the Old and New Testaments, the East is also associated with the coming of the Messiah. In Isaiah 41 verse 2, the Messiah is described as being stirred up from the East. In Matthew 24 verse 27, Jesus describes his second advent as being like the lightning that comes from the east and is visible even in the west. We associate the Orthodox Church with the East because it developed in the eastern part of the Roman Empire, which was known as the Byzantine Empire. The Orthodox Church emerged from the early Christian communities in the eastern Mediterranean region. Yesterday, more than 260 million Orthodox Christians celebrated Easter. The difference between traditional Easter and Orthodox Easter stems from a disagreement over the date of the holiday. We won't get into those details here. Despite a difference in date, the celebration of Easter in both the traditional and Orthodox traditions is focused on the same event, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The holiday is seen as a time of hope, renewal, and joy, and is celebrated by Christians around the world as a symbol of the triumph of life over death. Though perhaps the day with the highest church attendance, Easter Sunday can be a source of contention among Christians. Some Christians cite the pagan origins of Easter or decry the holiday for being so commercialized that it is wrong to participate. Others simply view Easter as a celebration of Jesus' resurrection, perhaps the best and most important celebration of the year. Many believers prefer to call Easter Resurrection Sunday to highlight that the celebration is about Jesus. Some Christians participate only in the church-related aspects of celebrating Easter, whereas others include the more secular or cultural aspects like Easter egg hunts and sharing baskets full of candy or wearing pastels and showing off fancy bonnets. Does the Bible say anything about whether Christians should celebrate Easter? The Bible does not mention the observance of Easter and so does not directly address the question of whether Christians should celebrate the holiday. Christians who believe we should celebrate Easter and those who believe we should not are hard-pressed to make a solid biblical case either way. Jesus' death and resurrection are realities we should celebrate all year long. Christians should celebrate Easter to the extent that they can do so to the glory of God and with thankfulness. Those who are convinced that Easter is a celebration of a pagan goddess or that it somehow honors the idols of a godless society should abstain from Easter observances. Those who feel free to celebrate Easter, but whose observance of it might cause a problem for another believer should not flaunt their freedom. If certain Easter traditions would cause a Christian to compromise biblical truth, then those traditions should be neglected. However, when participation in Easter traditions and Easter celebrations give us cause to praise God, we should feel free to fully enjoy them and invite others to do the same.
Easter is a special day for me. Earlier this week, as we were preparing for praise and worship, someone started singing the Chris Tomlin version of Amazing Grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Yes, that's about the cross. At the cross, Christ became sin for us, took the blame for us, bore the wrath of the Father for us. And yes, we stand forgiven at the cross. And yes, I am grateful for the cross. But it is not only Jesus' death on the cross that is important. Jesus' resurrection proclaims His victory over sin and death. Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. Then He rose back to life, proving He is who He says He is and that He accomplished what He came to earth to accomplish. Now if you can't celebrate that, really, what can you celebrate?
Easter is celebrated in many different ways around the world, and each tradition has its own spiritual significance and takeaways. Here are a few examples. The Easter egg. In many cultures, eggs are a symbol of new life, and this symbolism is particularly meaningful at Easter. The tradition of decorating eggs with intricate designs or bright colors can remind us of the beauty and complexity of the new life that Jesus offers. The egg can also remind us of the tomb from which Jesus emerged on the third day, and of the empty tomb that is the foundation of our faith. Easter bread. In many countries, Easter is celebrated with special breads or pastries that are baked with symbolic shapes or designs. For example, in Italy, Colomba di Pasqua is a cake in the shape of a dove, symbolizing the Holy Spirit. In Greece, tsariki is a sweet bread that is braided into a circle to represent the crown of thorns that Jesus wore. These breads can remind us of the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf and of the hope that we have in his resurrection. The Easter lamb. In many cultures, lamb is a traditional Easter dish, and this tradition has its roots in the Jewish Passover. In the Old Testament, the blood of a lamb was used to mark the doorposts of the Israelites' homes so that the angel of death would pass over them. Jesus is often referred to as the Lamb of God, and his sacrifice on the cross is seen as the ultimate fulfillment of the Passover sacrifice. Eating lamb at Easter can remind us of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and of the hope that we have in his resurrection. Processions and parades. In many Catholic countries, Easter is celebrated with elaborate processions and parades, featuring images of the crucifixion and the resurrection. These public displays of faith can remind us of the importance of bearing witness to our faith and of the power of community in strengthening our spiritual lives. Sunrise services. Many churches hold sunrise services on Easter morning, often in outdoor locations. Watching the sunrise can be a powerful reminder of the new life and hope that we have in Jesus and of the promise of eternal life that his resurrection brings. This tradition can also remind us of the importance of gathering together as a community to celebrate and worship. In all of these traditions, the spiritual takeaways are similar. Easter is a time to celebrate the new life and hope that we have in Jesus Christ and to remember his sacrifice on our behalf. Whether we are decorating eggs, baking bread, or attending a sunrise service, we can use these traditions to deepen our faith and to draw closer to God. Easter comes in the springtime, and much of the excitement around Easter has to do with the excitement of spring with its promise of new growth. How amazing to be able to share with others that what is observed on Easter is so much more. It's not simply the changing of a season, but a celebration of the way Jesus changed the world. He offers us new and eternal life. At Easter, Christians can enjoy celebrating that reality in a focused way with one another, and we can and should share that amazing news with any who will listen. In Isaiah 41 verse 2, God is depicted as calling forth a servant from the east who will carry out his will and subdue nations and kings. This may be a reference to the future King Cyrus, ruler of the Persian Empire and the leader who would permit exiled Jews to return to their homeland. However, many also believe that it refers to Jesus, the ultimate King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, by prevailing over death and the grave, will bring about a new era of hope and redemption. Father, thank you for Jesus, who was the one that Isaiah spoke of, the one stirred up from the east and called in righteousness to serve your purpose. Help us to trust in your power and sovereignty, knowing that you hold the nations in your hand and that through the sacrifice of your Son, victory over sin and death has already been won.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.